In 2 weeks' time, news crews from around the world are set to descend on the Czech capital for the signing of an important deal between the United States and Russia on reducing their nuclear arsenals. The summit comes a year after American President Barack Obama outlined his policy on arms control in a major speech at Prague Castle. Ian Willoughby reports.
On April 5th, 2009, the then freshly inaugurated Barack Obama made a keynote speech on arms control in front of a large crowd at Prague Castle. The U.S. president described the existence of thousands of nuclear weapons as the most dangerous legacy of the Cold War, and described what he called the trajectory we need to be on.
To put an end to Cold War thinking, we will reduce the role of nuclear weapons in our national security strategy and urge others to do the same. Make no mistake, as long as these weapons exist, the United States will maintain a safe, secure, and effective arsenal to deter any adversary and guarantee that defense to our allies, including the Czech Republic. But we will begin the work of reducing our arsenal.
Now, almost a year to the day since that address, President Obama is due to return to the Czech capital on April 8th. To sign a major agreement on weapons reduction with his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev. The move precedes a nuclear security conference Mr. Obama is hosting in Washington on April the 12th. Washington and Moscow are close to completing a fresh version of the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, known as START. It expired at the end of last year, but remains in force pending a new agreement. The new treaty would see the biggest ever single cut in the two countries' nuclear arsenals. There had been speculation for several months over where the signing would take place, with Kiev and Bratislava mentioned alongside Prague as a possible venue. In the end, the Czech capital appealed to the Americans as a chance to return to the scene of last April's speech. What's more, the Czechs are fellow NATO members. As for Moscow, Prague was for decades in its sphere of influence, and the Russians enjoy warm relations with the Czech president, Václav Klaus. Details of exactly where the signing should take place on April 8th have not yet been made clear, though there has been speculation that Prague Castle will host the summit.
Ian Willoughby reporting. But now, a stately